Ash was 26, had dropped out of MIT after her sophomore year, and could find anything that existed in the digital world. She also charged $300 an hour, which meant I used her sparingly, and only when I really needed her. I really needed her. She answered on the first ring. "Please tell me you have something interesting. I'm debugging database migration scripts, and I want to die." Missing influencer, suspicious brand deal, last seen Sunday. "I'm listening." Her name is Marley Quinn. Username, @MarleyQuinnStyle. I need you to dig into her social media presence, her followers, her engagement patterns, and I need you to tear apart a company called Lux Noir. Instagram account, website if they have one, corporate filings, anything you can find. I heard the click of keyboard keys. Marley Quinn Style. Okay, founder. Cute. Basic, but cute. 47K followers, decent engagement rate, mostly fashion and lifestyle content. Lots of coffee shop aesthetics and outfit of the day posts. Last post Sunday night about... More typing. Lux Noir. Yeah, I see it. What do you make of the brand? A pause. More typing. Faster now. Hold on. We weren't enemies exactly, but calling us colleagues would have been a stretch. Our paths had crossed on a handful of cases over the years, and it was always the same dance. Theo insisting I was getting in the way, and me silently, or not so silently, noting that his stubborn, by-the-book approach was getting in his way far more than I was.
"Let me guess," Theo said. "Nora Quinn hired you."
Client confidentiality.
"That's a yes."
He pushed off from his car.
"Look, I get it. Family's desperate. They want someone doing something. But this is an active police investigation. You can't just..."
"Can't just what? Show up to a location that's publicly accessible and look around?" I moved past him toward the building. "I'm not breaking any laws, detective."
"Yet."
I ignored him and studied the warehouse. The main entrance was a large rolling door, the kind that trucks would back up to for loading. "When did you get here?" I asked.
20 minutes ago. I was about to call for a warrant when you showed up."
He came to stand next to me, and I caught the scent of coffee or something else. Leather, maybe? Or just the city?
"The building's owned by Apex Holdings. They own about 12 properties around the city, all in various states of disrepair. I called the management company, got voicemail."
"Convenient."
"Suspicious is the word I'd use."
He glanced at me.
"What do you know about Apex Holdings?"
I could have played coy, but sharing information might actually get us somewhere. My tech consultant traced them back to Lux Noir, the company that supposedly gave Marley the brand deal. Theo's expression shifted, not quite surprise, but close.
"Your tech consultant have a name?"
"She prefers to remain anonymous."
"Of course she does,"